In the U.S., the oil and gas drilling boom has led to more pipeline construction and more protests. People concerned about climate change and oil spills have successfully delayed big projects like the Keystone XL and the Dakota Access pipelines. And the protests have turned some people who built those pipelines into activists, too, for their side of the issue. To understand their perspective better, NPR's Jeff Brady spent the day with a crew of pipeline welders about an hour outside Pittsburgh.
This part of Pennsylvania is rural and mostly farmland, except for a pipeline construction yard.
Hi there.
I'm all geared up. I went and got you a hard hat and safety vest. How you doing?
Good. I'm Jeff.
Nice to meet you.
Ed Coker is a pipeline welder and a job steward with Pipeliners Local 798, based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's spending the bulk of this year far from home. Backhoes, loaders, and trucks move around us as we speak. Coker says protesters have prompted his union to get involved in the public conversation about oil and gas pipelines.
Things we've never done before. Going to town hall meetings, setting up websites so we can get the right information out. We're having to do a lot of lobbying for ourselves just to stay employed.
The union encourages members to contact lawmakers, sign petitions, and attend support rallies. And sometimes the interaction with pipeline protesters is more personal. David Skaggs is a welder helper with the Pipeliners Union.
I was on a job last year, and protesters come by, and they crawled over the fence and crawled into the pipe. We left them alone. Our boss actually put in, this is 42-inch pipe, put in fans on the other end so they would have air.
Despite regular protests, this has been a good time politically for this union. Ed Coker says most pipeliners were energized by Donald Trump's focus on building infrastructure and supporting the domestic oil business. Still, the vocal protest movement leaves Coker feeling misunderstood.
We're trying to do a job. That's all we're trying to do. Make a living for our families, decent wage. We certainly are not trying to destroy the environment. You know, I'm as worried about the environment as anybody else.
Coker says crews often leave a pipeline construction site better than they found it. They do things like lay down straw to prevent erosion and plant native seeds to benefit wildlife. But that argument doesn't fly with pipeline opponents focused on climate change and the potential for big oil spills. Coker makes another argument on behalf of pipelines. They provide good jobs.
If a young man wanted to come out here and go to work and didn't mind being away from home right out of high school, he could learn to be a helper, and you know, he could make $100,000 right out of high school.
You have to be willing to work in all kinds of weather, 6 days a week and up to 15 hours a day, says 22-year-old Cody Casby. On top of that, you have to sacrifice things most people take for granted.
I live out of my travel trailer, so I just pull it, and wherever it's parked, basically home for the time being. But I can go visit my parents on weekends if I have enough time to do so.
Spending time with members of the Pipeliners Union, it's clear they work hard and are proud of their jobs. But with protests aimed at stopping pipeline construction, they also believe they need to tell their own story and become advocates if they want to continue to do this work. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.